I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. It is not the world's job to give you attention just because you're good.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
How would you like to be on the hot seat live with me, Dre Baldwin, right here on this podcast? If you think you have a challenge, a problem, or something that I can help with in any way through a live one-on-one dialogue that the whole world will hear, go to DreAllDay.com/hot, H-O-T, to fill out the application to be on the hot seat and be on the Work On Your Game podcast, where I will help you solve your problem and handle your challenge. That's DreAllDay.com/hot for the hot seat. The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by Hoop Handbook, the most in-depth and comprehensive training you can do on your own for basketball that exists, period. All programs made by Dre Baldwin and his specialized hand-selected trainers. Learn more at HoopHandbook.com. Congratulations on tuning into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected has yet to arrive at the scheduled date and time. And on top of all this, we give you a huge dose of personal initiative, the go-getter energy for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to today's show. Today's topic, we're going to lay it out clear. We're going to lay it out plain and simple right here on the table for everybody. How do you become a professional athlete? What if you want to become a pro athlete right now, you yourself? What if you're a parent and you want your kid to become a pro athlete? What if, I don't know what other possibility there is. I think those are the only two. You yourself or you want somebody else. Maybe it's not your kid. Maybe you have a friend who wants to be a pro athlete and you're out doing some research trying to get the information for them so they can become. I get a lot of those. I get people come to me and say, well, my friend right now, he's in school, or my son is in college, or my homie, he's from around the way, he's trying to go play overseas, or he wants to play in the NFL, or this person wants to do this. How do I become a professional in playing my sport? And I have a lot of people who are athletes, but not basketball athletes, who reached out to me and told me that they listen to this podcast. I know who you are, recognize you, I appreciate you. And maybe you're trying to become a pro, maybe you're already a pro, and maybe you have some friends who see you being a pro or see you on a path to being a pro, and they're asking you, well, what do you got to do? How do I become a pro athlete? Instead of you taking time out of your day, which you could spend working on your game, to explain to them, just send them a link to this episode. How do you become a professional athlete? The reason I'm talking about this, well, there's a couple. One, I became a professional athlete myself. I dedicated a whole lot of time in my life to being a pro athlete. Who knows? Maybe I would have started the Work On Your Game podcast 10 years earlier had I not been a pro athlete, but probably not, because I wouldn't have learned what I knew and I wouldn't have the credibility, experience, and knowledge necessary to even do this podcast had it not happened. So the butterfly effect, it all worked out perfectly and properly. Being a pro athlete is one of the most wanted jobs in the world. On top of the fact that I did it myself, the reason that I'm talking about this is not because you want to know so much about me personally, but because this is just a job people want. A lot of people want to be pro athletes. As Notorious B.I.G. said on his first album, the streets is a short stop. Either you're slinging crack rock or you got a wicked jump shot. Some people in life see professional sports as their only way out. Now, whether that's actually true or not, maybe they're not aware of all the options and possibilities available to them. If that's what someone believes, that becomes that person's reality. The only way I can do something is for me to become a pro athlete or a rapper, or I gotta go into doing some things that I wouldn't want broadcast on the internet. This is one of the most wanted jobs in the world, but not everybody can make it. We know that for sure, that being a pro athlete, you may have been told, at least when I was a kid, a lot of adults would say to us, being a professional athlete is a one in a million thing. And it literally is. In some sports, it literally is one in a million to become a professional at that sport. But not to say that it is impossible. I mean, I definitely couldn't stand here and tell you that it's impossible to be a pro athlete when I became that one literally in a million. So today I'm going to tell you what you would need to do for you to become a professional athlete. And these points here will apply to male or female. It'll apply to any sport. I don't care if you want to be a horseback rider, shout out to Caitlin, if you want to be a basketball player, if you want to play baseball, if you want to be a swimmer, if you want to go into the Olympics, even though the Olympics, technically not everyone in the Olympics is a professional, but if you want to do anything in sports where you're getting paid a salary or you make money for actually performing in that sport, these points will apply to you. The number one thing, this is the first point. Number one thing you got to do to become a professional athlete is you must learn the very first point of work on your game, which is discipline. To be a pro athlete, this is the number one thing you need. If you do not have it, you will A, either be ultra, ultra talented, meaning you will get by and still be a pro athlete despite the fact that you lack discipline. And this is like the 1% of the 1% fit into this category. Or B, you won't be a pro athlete for long, or you won't make it at all. So actually C. So A, you would be ultra, ultra talented. I mean, the 1% of the 1%, which is, I don't even know what that percentage would be. I took math 4 times in college. That's a true story. Or that's A. B, you'll be a pro, but you won't last. Or C, you'll never make it to the pros. If you do not have discipline before you get there in the pros, you will not last. Schoolwork. Those of you who are amateur athletes right now, if you're in school and playing your sport and that's your vehicle to get to where you got to go, as I explained, I realized that was the game, that I had to do schoolwork so I could play my sport, so I could get better, so I could become a pro. Even though I didn't care about the schoolwork, it was the game. I had to be disciplined in doing that schoolwork, or at least enough of it for me to stay eligible so I could do what I actually wanted to do, which was play basketball. Listen, I'm just telling y'all what it is. Now, some of you may be even more disciplined. Let's say like my sister, when you heard her on the interview I did with her, she was very disciplined in the schoolwork. Maybe you're not as disciplined as she was. Maybe you're a little bit closer to where I was, but make sure you're disciplined enough that you can play the game. Play the game so you can play the game. Schoolwork. Working on your game. You got to be disciplined in doing that. Understanding if you want to be a professional athlete, and any of you who is already on this path to, I don't care if you're 12 years old and you're trying to become a professional athlete, I think you very well understand that your training or your work on your game is not limited to what you're doing when you're with your coach or your trainer or around your teammates. You understand that pretty well, right? You know that if the only time that you're training is when you're in practice or when the coach is there watching you, or when you're even when your trainer is there watching you, you're not going to go far in your sport, because every other athlete who you're competing against, and it is literally a competition because all of you ain't going to make it and some of you got to lose in order for somebody else to win. If you're not working on your game on your own, if you don't have the discipline to work on your game on your own, and I mean every facet of your game, you're not going to become a professional athlete. And in professional sports, there are basically 3 areas of working on your game. You have the skills specific to your sport. You have the training to get your body in shape, to have your body sturdy enough to deal with that sport, whatever that training happens to be. And it varies greatly from sport to sport. And then you have your conditioning. 3 different things. The skills. So let's say if you were a race car driver, you got the, well, just using race car driving as an analogy, the skill is your ability to actually turn the wheel and drive that car at 150 miles per hour, whatever it is, and making those turns while navigating the other cars without crashing. The building the body is having that car in the right type of shape, right? Your car needs to be in the right type of shape that is aerodynamic. They can go as fast as it possibly can to shave split seconds off of the time for you to go around a lap of that track. And of course, you got to train your body to sit in that car for a long time. And the other thing is the conditioning. You got to condition the car to actually drive that fast for that amount of time, however long it is, before you need a pit stop or you got to make some changes to the tires or whatever it is that goes on in car racing. I don't know anything about car racing. I'm just using it as an analogy. In basketball, You got to train for skill, right? Dribbling, shooting, passing, all of that. You got to get your body in shape because you're going to go against other players who are going to bang up against you. This is a contact sport, basketball. And then you got conditioning. Basketball is a game of running. It's not a game of dribbling and shooting. It is a game of running. So you got to have your body cardiovascularly in shape to deal with the grind of playing the sport. You need that cardiovascular being able to deal with the grind energy in any sport. So you got to be disciplined in working on your game. You need to know about these elements, know what they are for your specific sport, know what they are for your specific body and what type of body you want to develop and maintain. And you need to start doing it. You got to be disciplined also in staying patient. In doing what you're supposed to do, your schoolwork, working on your game, before things have popped off for you. Maybe you transfer from one school to another school. You got to sit out a year before you can play again. What's going to happen in that year that you're sitting out? Are you going to get better or are you going to get worse? Are you going to be in better shape than before that year you sat out, or are you going to be in worse shape? Are you going to still be academically eligible after that year that you had to sit out? Are you still working on your game during that year, even though you can't do the thing that you really want to do, which is playing the games and be around a team as much as you want to? Are you patient enough to keep doing the work before it pops off for you? How I originally came to prominence on the internet, if we want to call it that, was me posting these videos in an empty gym working on my game in the United States. This is not overseas in an empty gym. This is in the USA at home in an empty gym working on my game. Why was I doing that? Because I was staying patient, waiting for my opportunity. I was working on my opportunity more than waiting on it to go play overseas in between jobs, still working on my game, not knowing when that phone was going to ring, not knowing if the phone was going to ring. Working on your game, even when things have not popped off for you, even when you have no idea if they're going to pop off for you, even if they did pop off, but then the pop off ended, the balloon popped and you fell right back on your behind. Are you going to continue to work on your game for the next opportunity, waiting for it, working for it, hoping for it? Are you going to keep doing the work even when you have no idea when it's coming? And once you're there, understand this. Once you do get there as a professional athlete, you're still going to need all this discipline. All this stuff still applies once you get there. Everything I was just talking about was stuff you need before you get there. But once you get there, all of it is still going to apply. Point number two. Today's topic is, how do you become a professional athlete? You got to have some game. You got to have game to be a professional athlete. See, you're not going to become a professional athlete on discipline alone. Now, discipline is very important. Being mentally tough is very important. Believing in yourself is very important. Having the right relationships, knowing the right people, being a good teammate, being on time, showing up early, being the last one to leave, all of those things are very important. But if you have no game, you ain't going to last. If you have no game, you probably don't even get in the room in the first place. It goes without saying. This should go without saying that you got to have game, but it got to be said at the same time. Understand that game in this sense, when I use the phrase game, game is relative. Is a relative term, meaning, this is what I mean when I say it's a relative term, you have to be better than your competitors to get the job, not just good in general. See, when I say you got to have game, somebody may be listening to this and say, well, look, hey, Dre, check. I got game, Dre. I know. I be at the park. I do this. I scored this many points in the LA Fitness League. You may think you have game based on your own perception of yourself. And hopefully you do, because that's confidence, right? We talk about that every day here on this podcast. But you got to have game when you walk into that gym and there's 30 other guys trying to get two roster spots that are available for that pro team that you're trying out for. You got to have game relative to them, not just game relative to the people you're used to playing against who ain't pros, or game relative to what you had 2 years ago. See, just because you got 10 times better over the last 2 years does not mean necessarily that you're good enough to be a pro. You might have been a complete bum 2 years ago. 10 times better than that doesn't make you a pro. It just means you're average. See, game is relative to whoever you are competing against. See, you could be a college player and be the best player on your team. Compared to your teammates in college, you got game. But as soon as you step into a gym overseas and you're at an overseas tryout and there's 8 other Americans in there going for one roster spot, you might be the worst player in the gym. You had game in college. You don't have game now. So you got to continue to work on your game so that your game, relatively speaking, in whatever gym you walk into, you know you can compete and you can prove that you can compete. Not just that you know it, but that you can prove it. I've told you that the point that I knew that I was good in basketball was the summer after my senior year of high school. And that was, I was 18 years old, and that was when I knew that any court, any gym, any park you put me in, I knew I could hold my own and compete against anybody. That's when I knew I had game. Now, I had been confident before, you know, of course, coming up where I come up in Philadelphia, everybody trash talks and talks about how good they are. And when they making shots, they talking as much junk as they can to the players that they're playing against. But game means you got to be able to go somewhere else. You got to be able to go anywhere. Blindfolded. You take that blindfold off in this gym. Are you ready to compete? Let's go. Game is relative, people. You got to be better than whomever you're competing against. I don't care if it just happens to be the other best player in the world besides you. If you don't have game next to that person, it doesn't matter what you can do outside of that room, because you're going to be in some rooms where you got to compete against whoever, and it's cutthroat. Everybody's trying to get that one spot, and it may only be one spot. If your game doesn't measure up right there, then it doesn't matter who you measured up against yesterday. Point number three. Today's topic is how to become a professional athlete. You must know people and get yourself known. Now, yes, being a professional athlete, a lot of it is you actually going out there and performing. You got to be able to get yourself on the court. And when you get on the court or on the field or on the track or in the pool or on the horse or whatever, in the car and on the racetrack, whatever it is that you're doing, you got to know people and get known in order to even get in that room, in order to even to get to that opportunity. If nobody knows you, how could, even if you're the best basketball player in the world, doesn't matter. If you're the best swimmer in town, but nobody knows who you are and you can't make yourself known, does it matter that you're the best swimmer in town? You can beat your little sister at swimming in the pool in the backyard. Does that matter? If that's the only person that knows about it, you got to know people and get known. This is part of your job. Understand this, people. Politics is part of your job as a professional athlete. What does politics mean? It means furthering and protecting your own self-interests. I'm going to give that definition once more for politics. Now, I've given this many times. We talked about politics many times on the show, and I know there's a negative connotation that comes with the phrase politics, but I want to give you the actual definition of the word so that you understand that you need to use this. All right, this is not something to avoid. This is something that you need. Politics is the act of furthering and or protecting your own self-interest. If it is in your self-interest to become a professional athlete, you better be politicking. You better go shake some hands. You better go make yourself some new friends. You better go win friends and influence people. You need politics. Use people who want to be used for you to get to where you want to go. We talked about this in a previous episode of the show in mid-March 2018. Look it up. It's right there in your podcast app if you're listening to this the day it was released. If not, go to dreallday.com/podcast for the full archive. Knowing the right people in the right places at the right time, that could change your life, people. I want to say that again. You can have all the game in the world, but if you don't know the right people in the right places at the right times, if any one of those is off, you may not get your shot. You could have all the game in the world and all the discipline in the world. If you know the right people at the right place, but the timing is wrong, you're not getting your shot. There was a guy I was talking to in Germany. This is probably about 2008. And he had been watching my YouTube videos back in 2006, 2007. He would message me randomly. He told me what he did, but I never really took him seriously until about 2008 when he told me, hey, we actually have an open roster spot on our team. That was the right guy at the right place. And then 2 years after he had initially messaged me, it became the right time. See, I knew him the whole time. I knew the guy. I knew where he was at, but the timing was wrong. It didn't matter. It did absolutely nothing for me. If you got a whole lot of game and you are in the right place at the right time, but you don't know the right people, it doesn't matter. If you walk into a room and there's a big party and everybody's really powerful and these are all these big wig people in business who can help you really get your business off the ground and get you on the front page of, I don't know, the first search result in Google and have you on Amazon selling like crazy, doesn't matter if you don't know any of those people and none of them know you. Doesn't matter. All right, you were in the room. Most powerful people there, you were in the place and it was the right time because they were all in there to talk business, but nobody knows you. Nobody says anything to you. You don't shake a single hand. You don't meet a single person all night. Doesn't matter that you were there. No, it doesn't. What if you know all the right people and the timing is right, but you're not in the place where things are happening? What if that meeting is happening, that party is happening, and you know everybody who's in the room? And you know exactly when the party's happening, but the party's in New York and you're in LA and you couldn't make it. Doesn't matter. No. So you need all of these at the same time. You need to know the right people. You need to be in the right places and you need to be there at the right time. And when you get the perfect combination of all three of these, it can be a life changer for you, even if you don't have the most game and even if you're not the most disciplined. Now, that discipline part is going to catch up to you, and the game part will catch up to you too. But you can at least get the opportunity to say that you were there if you had the right people, the right place, and the right time. Now, to do all of this takes us right into point number four. Today's topic, once more, is how to become a professional athlete. You got to promote yourself. If you want to be a pro athlete, you must promote yourself or have someone in place who is going to do the promotion for you. Whether that's an agent, a manager, a parent, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a son, a daughter, a mom, a dad, a friend, somebody has to be promoting you. Ideally, it would be you, because everywhere you go, you're there. All right? You might have somebody promoting you and you're not there to actually back up all their talk. They're promoting you to make you sound like the best swimmer in the world or the best golfer this side of Tiger Woods, but then you're not there to actually prove it. Hopefully, it's you. You're one of those promotion people. You can have more than one. I mean, you can promote yourself and have 10 other people working to promote you too, but at least you be one of them. Okay, this is a skill. This skill of promoting yourself, this is a skill very few people have. Actually, let me amend that. Everybody has the skill of promoting, but very few people exercise the skill of promoting because they don't want to put themselves out there like that. People don't want to put themselves out there for a couple reasons. Number one, they feel like people don't like to toot their own horn too much. Number two, people have a little bit of imposter syndrome. I don't want to promote myself too much and make myself sound too good because then I'm going to have to prove it and I may not be as good as I sold myself to be. There's another one. And here's another reason. People just ain't got as much game as they talk about having. Because they don't want to sell themselves at a level that they actually know that they can't. Now, there are some people, there's two sides of it. There's some people who got a lot of game, but they don't want to promote themselves because they have this little bit of imposter syndrome. They don't believe themselves yet, even though they actually do have everything they're saying. And there are other people who talk a whole lot about what they can do, but they can't actually do it. Now, whichever side you're on, you decide for yourself. I can't say, but a lot of people just don't have the skill promoting themselves. You got to learn how to promote. You gotta learn how to sell yourself. And if you already know how to promote and sell yourself, you need to actually use the skill that you have. A lot of skills that we have just go completely unused. If you want to be a pro athlete, unless you're that top 1% of top 1%, the public at large is not going to promote you. And some people seem to think this. And this is not just in the sports world. This happens in the business world also. If you've heard people say, if you build it, they will come. I don't know if that came from a movie or whatever. I'm not a big movie person. I think that came from a movie. But understand this, it's not true, people. If you build it, people do not just come. People do not just come when you build it. You got to build it. Then you got to go shout it from the rooftops to make sure everybody's paying attention. And when everybody starts paying attention, you better have something useful to say that will drive them to action. And when they take that action, whatever it is you promise, you better do. And probably go a little bit further than that. Building it alone, building your game and being disciplined alone is not enough. There was a player who came to me. I talked about this back in episode 696 in late February 2018. A player said, listen, I feel like I'm a high caliber player, but I'm not getting the type of attention that I want. I said, okay. I mean, there was a whole lot of other things that went on with this player, but even if he wasn't actually that player, but let's just say he was. Let's just say he was this great player. He was putting up these great, amazing stats on his team, and he felt like he wasn't getting the type of attention that he wanted to get. Okay, it's not the world's job to give you attention just because you're good. I'm going to repeat that. This is a quotable. Somebody please tweet this to me at Dre All Day. I'll retweet you. It is not the world's job to give you attention just because you're good. Being good alone doesn't mean the world owes you attention just because you're good. It is your job to, first of all, be good. Second of all, let everybody know how good you are. Third of all, prove it once they start looking. I got to say that one again. That was very good. This is just for my purposes. I got to say that one again. It is your job to, number one, be good at what you do, have game. Number two, let everybody know that you have this game. And number three, once they believe you and they actually come watch to make sure you can prove it. It is your job to do all those things in life. It is not the world's job to give you attention just because you have game. It is your job to develop the game and then let everybody know about it. And then once they start looking, you got to make sure to prove it. I got something coming in the very near future where I'll teach you. I got a product coming where I'll teach you how to promote yourself, whether you're an athlete or anything else in life. People need this skill of promotion. Point number five. Today's topic is how to become a professional athlete. You got to have game. Of course, we talked about that already in point number two. But point number five is not only have the game, but you got to perform. as I just said, proving that you have game. See, once you get people to actually look at you, all right, you say you got game. Let's take a look. Let's see what you can do. All right, come play in this game. Let me see a video. Show me some presentations that you've done in the past. Show me some pieces that you've written for other publications. Show me some videos that you've made. Let me listen to a couple episodes of your podcast that you say is so great. You got to be able to perform. You got to have proof that you can actually perform. Whether you did it in the past or you could do it right there on the spot, you must have proof. If any of you are followers of hip hop, back in the days before you could actually put yourself out there as an artist, you had to go through these record labels and find these record executives or somebody who was a mover or shaker in the industry to get yourself on. And a rapper would go to a radio station or go down to where a record label was, or they would just spot some record label person out in the streets and they would go and perform for them right there on the spot. Oh, you're a good singer. All right, we stand outside of Ruth's Chris restaurant. Okay, sing for me right now. Let me see what you can do right now on the spot. Perform. Okay, rap for me right now. We're sitting in this office. Rap for me right now so I can hear what kind of rapper you are. You got to be able to perform maybe right there on the spot. If you can't do it on the spot, you better have some proof of your performance that shows you got game. Back then, that would be a demo tape or some video of you performing somewhere. Something that proved that you could actually do the thing that you're talking about doing. Not just that you're talking about it. Not just that you can promote yourself, but that you could actually prove everything that you're promoting. You notice, everyone, how all of these things go together. It's not just one piece of it. You need all of it. There's a lot of people in life who have game but can't perform. Do you know that? Maybe you've been that person. Maybe you're feeling like that person right now, that you have game but you can't perform. There's a reason that this happens to people. There's some people who have game but can't perform because they are unable to promote themselves in order to get the opportunity to perform. They can't sell. They got a lot of game, but they can't sell themselves, so they never get a chance to actually perform. There are some people who have a lot of game and they can't perform because they don't have the requisite confidence and experience combined, and we call that problem performance anxiety. And this is something that I'll be addressing very soon with a product. Trust me. Listen, I got something for everything. Trust me, people. And there's some people who have a whole lot of game and don't perform because they lack discipline. They lack discipline in every other area of their life outside of the having game and performance part. And that lack of discipline in those other areas of life block them from actually doing what they do best, which is performing their game. For example, an athlete who is, let's say, in college or in high school is really good at their sport, has a whole lot of game and is a great performer when they get the chance, but they don't take care of their academics, so they become ineligible. Or a person who don't even have to be a student, it could be a grown woman or a grown man who just doesn't have a lot of discipline outside of playing their sport, and they get themselves in some trouble outside of the game, outside of their full-time work, outside of playing that sport, and that precludes them from being able to show their game anymore. Have you ever heard of, known of, or maybe even been that person? See, there's a lot of reasons why you can have game and not perform. Having game alone does not guarantee that you'll perform. Because if you have no discipline, if you cannot sell, and you don't have the requisite confidence combined with experience, you may not be able to perform. It's a lot of people who have game but never ever perform at the level of their game. Point number 6, and I got something coming for you for that, so stay tuned to this podcast. Point number 6. And today's topic is how to become a professional athlete. This is the last point. Understand that to become a professional athlete and to remain a professional athlete, there is no off season. To become and to remain a pro athlete, there is no off season. Okay? Now, you may have heard, right now you may be thinking, well, Dre, I was listening to an interview of Steph Curry, and after he won the championship and the MVP, he said he took a month off to go on vacation with his family. Okay, well, we ain't talking about Steph Curry. I heard that Michael Phelps, after he won the gold medal, he took some time off to go on a book tour, and he was doing all these speaking engagements, and he had to shoot the cover of the Wheaties cereal box. So we ain't talking about Michael Phelps. Until you are firmly established, like those people, like these people who you heard of, or people whose articles you read, or people you follow on Instagram, until you have established yourself to the level that those people have established themselves as the absolute best in the whole world at what they do, until you get there, ain't no off season for you. Your situation ain't their situation. Even though you may have the same job as that person, your situation isn't theirs. You don't have an off season. You athletes who are trying to, especially you basketball players, me coming from basketball, I know this situation very well. You coming out of college and you're trying to hustle your way into getting a job to play overseas, or you want to go try out for the G League, or maybe you're playing in semi-pro leagues right now, you're going to exposure camps, ain't no off season for you. Ain't no offseason for you. You're not LeBron James. You're not Steph Curry. Listen, I wasn't either, so I'm not saying this to talk down on you. I'm just telling you what it is. Ain't no offseason. As soon as that season ends, you right back, number one, working on your game so you can get better and stay in shape. Number two, you got to be out there promoting and marketing yourself so you can get your next opportunity or maybe make the next opportunity better than what it would be. Maybe you can make yourself more money, get yourself in a higher league on a better team, get yourself a better agent who has more connections. These are all things you're doing as soon as that season ends. Actually, you're doing it while you're still in the season. There is no off season for anyone who's trying to become a pro. And when you're a pro, being a pro is a full-time job. Being pro ain't 6 months. Being a pro is not a 9-to-5. Being a pro is all the time. Only the top 1% of the 1% can take off the offseason and still keep their job, okay? Most of us ain't Shaquille O'Neal. Like Shaquille O'Neal, when he was playing for the Lakers, he would, and this is kind of what actually created the Kobe-Shaq feud, if you want to call it that, was that when the season ended, Kobe Bryant, who was one of the most talented basketball players in the world, Kobe Bryant would immediately go to working on his game. The very next day after the season ended, as long as he was healthy, if he wasn't injured and didn't need surgery or nothing, Kobe went straight to working on his game the day after the season ended, whenever the season ended. And this is Kobe. Now, this is a guy going from high school to the NBA. Wow, that's a whole lot of talent, in case you didn't understand. And the problem that he and Shaq started having was that Shaq didn't do that. Shaq didn't like to train all off season and be in shape all year round. Shaq figured, you know what? I'll get in shape on company time. That's what he used to say. I'll wait till company time to get in shape. I'm not going to get in shape on Shaq time. The off season means I don't work. I'll get in shape when work starts again in the preseason and in training camp, and Kobe will be kind of mad. Like, Shaq wants to play his way into shape instead of showing up in shape the way that I do. This is what Kobe was thinking, and this kind of created a rift between them. But here's the thing you need to understand. Shaq could afford to play his way into shape because Shaq is Shaq. All right, how many other Shaquille O'Neals do you know? I've been watching basketball for a long time. I ain't seen another one yet. Shaq came into the league 1992. It was almost 30 years ago. I ain't seen another Shaq yet. He was good enough to play his way into shape. And he could perform at a level that even while he was playing his way into shape, he was still dominating. Like, everybody ain't got that kind of talent. And that doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. It just means you got to work a little bit harder. And listen, you listen to the Work on Your Game podcast. You got a problem with work, you listen to the wrong thing. Let's recap today's topic, which is how to become a professional athlete. Now, I'm telling you, this is not the pretty side of being a pro athlete. I'm telling you just the straight up side. It's not the ugly side. It's not the pretty side. It's just what it is. It's all sides. Number one, you must learn discipline. You will need it as a pro too. You need it to get there and you'll need it to stay there. If you're in school, that means taking care of your schoolwork. If you are not in school, if you're an adult outside of school, that means taking care of your life outside of your job, you're outside of your sport at least before it becomes your job and once it becomes your job, so you continue to do your job. Staying patient, even when the opportunities aren't coming. And once you're there, you got to be disciplined to stay where you are. Disciplined not just when the coach or the trainer or a teammate is holding you accountable, but actually holding yourself accountable. Point number two, you got to have some game. And this sounds pretty simple, but understand that game is relative. You may have a lot of game where you are right now, but you may have no game whatsoever compared to the people who you're going to be going against a week from now. So always continue to work on and elevate your game and find people who are at a higher position than you to measure yourself against so you can continue elevating and raising your game. Point number three, know people and get known. This is politics. This is marketing. This is promotion. You got to be able to do this. You got to have the political skill to let other people's connections and knowledge and experiences work in your favor. It doesn't mean that you're a bad person. This is not manipulation. This is using people, and we call this politics. People use you, use them. This is how politics works. Human beings are codependent. We are interdependent individuals. Point number four, promote yourself. Sell yourself. This is a skill very few people have. You got to be able to tell people, listen, I'm really good at what I do, then actually be good, or actually get them to pay attention to you, then actually be good by your ability to prove it. Point number five takes us right to that. Have game and you got to be able to perform. Performing your game is completely different than having game. A lot of people have game but don't perform. They lack confidence. They lack experience. They lack discipline. They lack the ability to actually show off when it actually matters to show off, or they aren't doing the right things outside of the game to even get in a position to perform. When they perform, they're great, but because of their lack of discipline, they never get a chance to do so. Point number six, understand that there is no off season if you want to be a professional athlete. It is a full-time job. If you're not willing to make a full-time commitment to being a professional athlete, that's completely all right. Just decide on a different career path. Doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. Just mean pro sports aim for you. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. People like you who listen to the Work on Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.